The Fund for Civility, Respect, and Understanding was created after the January 2011 shootings. That's the day that a gunman shot 19 people who were attending a congressional event on Tucson's northwest side. Six people died, 13 others were wounded, including then-Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. That incident prompted local groups to reach out in an effort to create a new atmosphere of kindness in Tucson. Officials with the Fund for Civility, Respect, and Understanding are focusing on mental health and anti-bullying programs. The organization announced this week the group is now ready to offer grants for such programs. Jenny Grable is the executive director of the fund.
We know that there are so many people that are doing incredible work out there in the community that just don't have the means or have, you know, funding's been cut for various reasons, and so they could use some support to actually implement some programs. And also we want to spark some innovation and creativity and see how the community can come together.
The Fund for Civility, Respect, and Understanding, which is offering the grants, came from an idea Congressman Ron Barber and his family had while he was recovering from his gunshot wounds in January 2011. His daughter, Jenny Barber Douglas, says the decision came before Barber left the hospital.
It hatched up conversations we had while we surrounded him in the ICU. My sister and I took turns spending the evenings and nights with him so he would have family with him. And in those late evening and sometimes all night chats, the idea of this fund was hatched. And it was really a way for our family to give back to the community.
Douglas says the fund is intended to help people who are bullied, who bully others, or who are mentally ill.
If we can focus the goodwill of the people in our community on these folks that are really struggling and need support, then we are giving back to the community.
Douglas says many groups are already working on these same goals, but the fund has brought them together in monthly meetings. She hopes people who apply for the grants will form partnerships.
We're sort of acting as a convener of like-minded folks that are already in working, you know, in the trenches, working with people that are that have mental illness or developing programs for kids to support compassion and kindness.
Grable says the goal is simple. The groups will work together and focus on more than just one part of a person's life.
We're looking at eliminating bullying throughout the lifespan, and how do we go about doing that? So we're looking for programs that are lifespan opportunities, not just specifically, you know, in the schools or for youth, not to say that we wouldn't welcome those.
She says it's important that the community work together, particularly since mass shootings continue to happen. The fund is seeking applications from nonprofits, schools, and government entities. There's more information online.
Through our website, fundforcivility.org, you can go to our grants program and learn all about, you know, specific guidelines and details and things like that.
The Fund for Civility, Respect, and Understanding is accepting applications for grants from January 8th to February 8th next year. The grants could go up to $4,000 apiece. All of the funding comes from donations and from fundraising concerts. To mark the second anniversary of the January 8, 2011 shootings, the fund is joining with a group called Beyond Tucson and the January 8 Memorial Foundation to sponsor a series of events spanning 4 days, from Saturday, January 5th through Tuesday, January 8th. More information about those events is available on our website, azpm.org. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.